Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Help and Hope for Families, a program focused on the problems facing marriages and families today. I'm Tim Tucker, affiliate staff member for Family Life here in the Pittsburgh area, and I'd like to welcome back to our program this year again Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our Family Life team.
Thank you.
Well, thanks very much. Appreciate being here.
And Tom and Pam Jones are with us again. Tom is an associate pastor and a licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. So welcome back, Tom and Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Good to be here.
Well, tonight we want to talk about alcoholism and its negative effects on marriage. According to a study published in May of 2014 in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, researchers from the University of Michigan found that nearly half of the more than 17,000 study participants with a history of alcoholism got a divorce at some point in their lives, while only 30% of the participants who were not affected by serious alcohol problems got a divorce. Why do you think this is so true, Tom?
Well, Tim, I think there's a variety of things, actually. We do see communication channels that fall apart, and the more that I do couples counseling, the more I am keenly aware of how important effective communication is, and this can erode that. We can see the sexual relationship between the couples, and there's arguments, and then it can lead to financial problems, and alcohol can bring down inhibitions, and so there can be some infidelity involved, and then of course there's oftentimes violence that goes along. According to statistics, alcohol is a factor in about 40% of all violent crimes today. About two-thirds of victims suffering violence by a current or former spouse or partner reported that the perpetrator had been drinking or not fulfilling their responsibilities as part of their marital relationship. And so these are some of the things, and then alcohol-related deaths, which is now, by the way, at its highest rate since 1999. 40% of all traffic fatalities are alcohol-related. In 1999, there were 36,000 deaths from alcohol-related causes. Now it's 95,000.
Yes, that's 20 years ago. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is an amazing statistic. And as I think about personally, my dad was an alcoholic. He's passed away. He's a couple of years now. But growing up in a household like that, very, very challenging, very difficult. There, all the mm-hmm. things you mentioned about infidelity, about mm-hmm. abuse, all that occurred in our family. So that was, I can, personally relate to mm-hmm. the challenges associated with having an alcoholic parent.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it wasn't something that I ever gravitated towards. I just saw the effect of that and said, I'll never go there.
Mm-hmm.
I have other difficulties in other areas. I have plenty of my own challenges. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't one that, just because of what I saw, that wasn't one that drew me in at all. Fortunately, thank God.
Well.
I mean, God redeemed me from that side of the equation. Mm-hmm. So I'm eternally grateful. So.
Mm-hmm. And Scott, why is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ so important for an alcoholic so his life can be changed?
So in terms of looking at what alcohol does, it's a substitute, right? I mean, it's mm-hmm. something where you're saying, okay, I have this inequity here in this area, and I need something as a crutch to get me into this next area. And I think the challenge is we wake up the next day. We've got to deal with life still. It doesn't mm-hmm. go. The problems and issues don't go away. Life doesn't change because we have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It comes right back to where it was. So we've got to face that. So it's just this temporary thing, and we come back to where are we really? So mm-hmm. the importance of the relationship is with Christ. It's a lifelong commitment and dedication
mm-hmm.
that it isn't a substitute. It's everything. We're meant to worship. The question is, what are we worshiping? Are we worshiping alcohol, or are we going to worship the divine creator?
Absolutely.
Or something that was created? So the personal relationship with Christ is critical, and that just comes down to confessing our sins, knowing that this is something we need deliverance from,
mm-hmm.
and confessing that to God. And there's nothing wrong with a person who's in this state or condition just saying, I'm broken. I need deliverance from this. Now, I need... Probably in many cases, professional help is something, Tom, you can provide.
Right.
But I first need to go and humble myself and say, no, I've got this issue in my life. I need deliverance from this. I need help. I need to reach out. I need to communicate with somebody that can help me work through these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes to confession and accepting Christ as our Savior. And once we do that, He promises us in His Word, His Spirit invades our lives and helps deliver us from. It's not the silver bullet, but because it takes effort on our part, taking steps from that point on. But what a difference Christ can make in a life that's truly dedicated to, no, I've got to turn from this and go a different direction.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, Tom, what other helps are available for an alcoholic?
Well, as Scott just so adequately pointed out, counseling, obviously, is an important part of that. And so seeking help, group support is so critically important. The Lone Ranger approach typically doesn't work well. And then, of course, there's AA, which has done a tremendous job with helping people. There's inpatient and outpatient programs that are available. You know, they say that about 95% of inmates return to alcohol or drug use after they're released from prison if they're not treated for their addiction. So there is a plethora of programs that are available for the person that gets serious. And I become so much bigger than my why not that I'm willing to say whatever it takes, that's when my life can transform. Mm. It's finding those programs and coming to the point that I'm ready to say, okay, whatever it takes to get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
It's important to acknowledge that it starts, I believe, with a personal relationship with Christ.
Absolutely.
Yes. And
then we can get the help.
And then we're not alone. And yeah. Tim, I know we have opportunity to talk about what family life has to offer. And both of you gentlemen have reminded us, we're in a broken state. We're not alone. And Family Life as an organization and certainly on the web has so much to offer us. And familylife.com is a great place to start. And you can sign up for the free Family Life app there. And there's other any number of ways to tap into Family Life. At 9 a.m. weekly on Word FM 101.5 FM. You can listen to Family Life Today. You can sign up for the podcast. You can download articles. There's online video resources at familylife.com. And as well as the Blended and Blessed tab, you can learn a lot more about step families, where those are families that maybe have some unique issues, and there's a lot to learn there too.
There's certainly no shortage of resource. What there's a shortage of is, I want to make a difference. I mean, I need to have something make a difference in my life. I need to take a step. That's what we're short of.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of resources, as you said, Catherine, and the website has so much to offer Family Life. And also that new app that they have is very important. I encourage everybody to download the Family Life app and get all the new resources there, too. Well, Pam, why should a couple attend a Weekend Remember Marriage Getaway coming up this year?
I think it's such a great time for a couple to get away and just focus on their marriage. Just that whole weekend, focusing on their marriage. It strengthens their marriage. They're given great resources. It's just a wonderful time. We've been there and enjoyed every second of it. Great speakers. Just a great time to focus.
You guys need a weekend, remember?
We do.
After 40 years, we still need to remember.
Yes.
I'm into that.
And we're right behind you at 38. Yeah. So I think, Tim, if I remember, our calendar coming up for the fall, October 29th through 31st and November 12th through 14th. Those are the two weekends that Family Life is hosting the Weekend to Remember here in the greater Pittsburgh area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had over a million folks, actually 1.5 million folks in the 42 years that we've been in production of this event. It is amazing. You can see the value that our challenge is trying to communicate with people, the value that it brings, because especially men, I don't need that. Or, they, you know, a lot of them really you got to drag into the ballroom. But once we get going with some humor and some great stories, personal stories and sharing, it kind of is very disarming. And you know, we certainly intend that initially. And then you kind of start breaking down those walls. You get couples to begin to talk a little bit more about things they don't typically talk about at an event like that.
Right. Great conversation starter, for sure.
And you know, Tim, I think one more reason, especially this year, that would be good. Through the pandemic, the isolation and all of that, really tapped into some stuff that a lot of couples, you talk about a time that we need to remember, probably today.
Yeah.
I know as a counselor, we've seen a lot of anxiety, a lot of anger. anger, just a lot of stuff. Some folks have felt very controlled, and it's impacted marriages. I've seen it in my counseling practice impact marriages. This is a great time to be reminded.
And the folks that, what I've heard is the folks that are on the receiving end of being abused, it has kind of gone underground because they're not willing, they can't reach out because the person that's doing the abusing is always around because the pandemic has caused people to shelter.
They were locked in a home
together. They're locked in together, and now I can't really talk because I just have this person here, you know.
Or maybe we have couples that are really in a very good place, in a good marriage, and they just want tools to sharpen.
Absolutely.
So you're probably wondering, how do I sign up or learn more about the Weekend to Remember? Well, Family Life's website there, weekendtoremember.com. You can go right there and learn more about the Weekend to Remember, or you can call 1-800-FL-TODAY. And when registering, you want to remember to use the promo code WEEKENDTOGETHER, and that will save you $100 off the price of a couple registering.
So for folks that don't know how to tap in on the phone, FL today, it's 1-800-358-6329. That always got to me. I think I got to hit this button. Oh, wait, what is it? Next one's okay. Got it.
And Tim, I think they can get in touch with you too.
Yep.
Tim Tucker, he's at 412-337-3858. Or you can email Tim at tptuck@juno.com.
Would you like his bank account number too?
No. But we know that pastors and their spouses can receive a scholarship.
Yes.
And what do they have to do to get that?
Well, pastors and spouses, what a wonderful gift. They receive a free registration to the Weekend to Remember of their choice in the country. Registration is covered, and they can go to familylife.com/PastorWTR. And you can learn how to sign up.
Sounds good. And give us a couple comments that couples gave when they attended some of the most recent Weekend Remembers.
Yeah, so we get evaluations upon conclusion of the weekends, and those evaluations are such, you know, pick-me-ups for the team. But go ahead, Kim.
Yes. Here's one written by a wife married 15 years. And she says, "We have 5 adopted children that require much of our time. This gave us a chance to reconnect and talk and make each other a priority," just like Pam reminded us a few minutes ago. Get away, and let's spend some time in our marriage.
And Tom, give us your contact information if people would like to contact you.
Okay, they can reach me at Keystone Christian Counseling and Life Coaching. Phone number is 724-672-3670. Or they can shoot me an email at tj1162@gmail.com.
Great. And thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Scott, Catherine,
Tom,
and Pam.
Thank you.
And we hope each one of you will join us next Sunday night for another Help and Hope for Families.